Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you very much. Welcome back on board On the Mark. Another Thursday rolls around. It's going to be a hot one again today, which means our hotlines are open. Actually, even if we're going to be cold, our hotlines will be open. 570-743-9565. That's the number to call. Get right through to our producer this morning, Lynn Hall, who will take a bit of information from you and then put you straight on through to me. Again, that's 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, or if you prefer to text, as some have done, and we have a whole pile of emails that we didn't get to yesterday that we're going to get to this morning, you can text us at 70236, but be sure to include the key phrase, OTM, at the start of your text. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are indeed a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share, and they take great pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams, and they serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more by visiting them online at sunburymotors.com, or better yet, stop by North 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and find out directly, or see directly for yourself, all the great things that are going on at the Sunbury Motor Company. And our text this morning, we have quite a few from yesterday that we didn't get to. We're going to get to them now. One of our emailers says, since your MAGA cult members' callers like to focus on Biden's dementia, I thought you might like this video of Trump forgetting people's names and the names of cities he's in. Let's face it, Trump's dementia is even worse. Well, they gave me a new video here that I can't attribute, but I've watched it, and it does appear that Trump is confused. One of our other emailers talks about our caller Jim from Shamokin Dam. He says, Jim, you are blind. Wake up. Another emailer says, are you aware? Wait a second. I'm sorry. Let me go back here and find more. Here we go. It's scary to realize the kinds of people we have around us every day. For instance, one of the last callers, Bob. Wow, what a convoluted mess of a mind he has to put down President Trump like he did and favor Biden. This country is going to a dark, dark place under the Biden administration. It's about time he turns his TV channels around to other selections, and then perhaps he will learn the truth about how good he and I had it under Donald Trump. I'm not certain Bob will buy that, but, you know, I'll pass it on for what it's worth. One of our other emailers says, we can only hope that someone comes up with a pill for Trump derangement syndrome. Some of these people truly need medicated. I understand the disdain for Trump, but if you think Biden is doing a good job, I'm at a loss as to what to say to you. Another emailer, EB, says, since the myth of Donald Trump was good for the economy came up, here are some facts. Trump added $7 trillion to the national debt, and unemployment was at 14.7% during his presidency. Is that what conservatives call good for the economy? If Biden had those kinds of numbers, they'd all be calling for his execution. But of course, part of being in a cult is defending everything the leader does and always finding a way to excuse his flaws. The MAGA Kool-Aid is strong. Apparently, so is the Biden Kool-Aid. One of our other emailers refers to Eric, says, Eric, the omniscient mind reader knows what Mr. Trump is thinking. That's amazing. Typical liberal that will believe anything bad about Mr. Trump and only good about Biden. Oh, and throw in the man Jim from Shamokin Dam for good measure. Another one says, Eric is a perfect example of your typical liberal today. Don't believe what you see. Believe what the media tells you. He believes everything he hears about Trump. I'll admit, some things Trump says are a little crazy at times, but the media mostly takes out of context the things Trump says. Meanwhile, we see almost daily the crooked old career politician who thinks he's president wandering around cluelessly and mumbling and stumbling when he tries to speak. But his handlers say he's perfectly fine and on top of his game. And despite what we could actually see, the liberals believe any of the propaganda the media spews, just like the laptop was fake. Trump colluded with Russia. George Floyd was murdered and a hero. And if you got COVID, you will probably die unless you get the vaccine. That one signed by our friend Doug. Another email says, suckers and losers. Eric, please prove that Donald Trump said that. Biden is on tape calling military stupid, illegitimate children because he didn't get a response he thought he deserved speaking to them. Okay, well, I'm not familiar with that one either. And let's see here. It's just the last one. On March 1st, 1780, Pennsylvania passed an act for the gradual abolition of slavery, which stopped the importation of slaves into Pennsylvania, required all slaves to be registered, and established that all children born in the state were free regardless of race or parentage. Pennsylvania was the first colony to abolish slavery. It did not free those held in slavery. All slaves were to be registered, giving their date of birth. Any unregistered slave would become free. Slaves could not be imported nor sold out of state. Slaves brought into the state would become free after 6 months, though prior to the six-month limit, masters could indenture them for several years. Some people in Pennsylvania were held as slaves until 1847. And is that the last one? No, I'm sorry. Trying to say that Trump is similar to Biden in his cognitive decline sounds ridiculous. Yes, they are both old men, but Trump looks like a spring chicken compared to Joe. Trump misspeaks, sometimes going off script, while Biden reads everything and still screws up royally, and he wanders around like he has no idea what's going on or where he is. Anyone who tries to say that Biden is perfectly fine is either stupid or on crack like Hunter. Okay, I think that pretty much clears us up from the emails. I think we have one that came in today, which we'll get to later, but we have callers on the line, and we'll get to them. Joseph, you're first up from Milton. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Boy, after that litany of things, Trump, Biden, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberals, it just goes back and forth, and there's no sense to it. Anyway, this isn't what I wanted to talk about. I have good news. Why, I heard this morning on the news, and this will throw you, Joe, as a believer in the Bible, that the state of Louisiana legislature voted that by 2025, next year, they're going to put the Ten Commandments in every classroom in that state. Isn't that good news?
Well, you're missing some of the other facts.
What?
That's what I heard.
What's the other fact?
Well, they're also putting up a number of other documents that are permitted. The Constitution, have the whole list of them here. The Declaration of Independence. The Northwest Ordinance, which established a government in the Northwest Territory in the present-day Midwest and created a pathway for admitting new states into the Union. The Mayflower Compact is also included in that group of things. So,
but they said they would probably have Democrats running interference in it or something because of the religion aspect, but they said, I forget what they said about it, that the Ten Commandments, it really isn't religious, which it isn't. It's just a good moral practice for any nation that would be blessed if they do those things. You know what I mean? Love your neighbor and don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I actually have an audio cut from that CNN ran, and it includes James Carville, if you remember him, the Raging Cajun. He's opposed to it. And then they have also Scott Jennings, who was an aide to President Bush, who defends it. So if I get a chance later, it's not very long, I'll play it. But
Was Carville against it or what?
Well, Carville's against it, and Jennings is for it, so...
Yeah, yeah. Any satanic person would be against it,
well,
of course.
It's not necessarily...
A sensible person, non-sensible person, would be against it. I mean, that's just... I wish I had neighbors that wouldn't steal and treat me the way that they wanted to be treated and all that. You know what I mean? I can't understand why someone would be against legislature that would want people to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, under this state law, state funds will not be used to implement the mandate. The posters will be paid for through donations.
Yeah.
So it's not the state sanctioning it. It's donations. The state's saying it must be posted. But I don't see how they can compel somebody to donate. I guess they're assuming people will donate.
Oh, I imagine they're going to have lots of donations. I would think so. I would hope so.
Well, I think Carvel, and if I get a chance, I will play the cut. Carvel points out that Louisiana schools had been considered the worst in the nation, but then they moved up a little bit from that, and now he says the current governor who signed this bill is trying to drive them back to the bottom.
And it's not going to surprise me if a lot of even churches would go against it, because that's that old law of Moses, you know what I mean? That's that Old Testament stuff. And we don't want to bother with that. You know, we're in the New Testament. We just do what we want to do, I guess, you know, and we can get away with it, you know.
Well, the comment...
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. I thought that was good news. It kind of gave me a little boost to the day when
well,
I heard that.
The law prevents students, according to this, from getting an equal education and will keep children who have different beliefs from feeling safe at school. The American Civil Liberties Union, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation said in a joint statement yesterday afternoon, even among those who may believe in some version of the Ten Commandments, the particular text that they adhere to can differ by religious denomination or tradition. The government should not be taking sides in this theological debate, they said.
Well, that I can understand, because according to this country, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, that Muslims can put up, then they put up the documents of a Muslim, you know, some things in the Sharia law. Why not? That's what this country was founded on. Now, personally, I think that's an abomination, what the Muslims teach, but according to the laws of the land, they have the perfect right, and the Buddhists, whatever, you know what I mean? They're all equal under the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
And you can worship Satan, and someone can build a church next to your house and worship Satan, and they would be tax-free and exempt from taxes, you know, according to these documents. And yet, it's a terrible thing, but that's the founding framers were basically all Freemasons, and they did not believe in the fall. They thought what Mother Eve and Adam did was only logical and reasonable.
But bear in mind,
and,
Joseph,
you know,
if our founding fathers, fathers had established the Christian religion as the absolute requirement here in the colonies, if you will, we wouldn't be a free nation. We would be oppressing people because they didn't believe what we believe. That's what would happen. That's why they fled from Europe to get here, where they could worship as they
pleased. I understand. They were under the domination of the Catholic Church.
In England they were under the domination.
The Inquisition and Crusades.
They were under the domination of the Church of England and other religious groups.
And some of the Protestant churches. Calvin was very instrumental in persecuting believers that went contrary to what he thought. You know what I mean? Luther, the same thing.
Right. And Luther was
the Jews burn their synagogues that God may see that we're Christians.
Right.
And I'm just trying to say and point out what's going on. You're right. But why is it that this country, think about it for a moment, they have holidays, Christmas and Easter and different Christian holidays. Why can't we have holidays for the Buddhist religion or the Muslim religion? That would only be fair according to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Well,
am I wrong or right there?
The way we're going, eventually everybody will have their holiday. I mean, we have a national holiday. Well,
we have national holiday.
You
have with pay if you work for the federal government. I'm just trying to say this is what the framers wanted.
Right. Well, we'll have to give you the last word because I have two other callers to get to. So we'll give you the final thing.
I'm just saying that you see such diversity here in the Christian ranks. And even with the Ten Commandments, I said when they took them, remember down in Georgia or somewhere when they took them off the courthouse or something some years ago, and the Christians were screaming about it, and I thought it was wrong too. But they don't believe in the Ten Commandments. They actually only believe in nine of them. They don't believe the fourth one. There are three verses to explain to Joseph about the seventh day being the Sabbath that Yahweh created.
Joseph, we have to go. Joseph, I gave you the final 30 seconds, and you've taken more than a minute. I have other callers and a break to get to. I'm sorry. I did give you the final word, but you took longer than I said. And I've got to get to Stan, and we have another call coming in. Stan, you're on the mark. Good morning. We have two other calls coming in, as a matter of fact.
Stan, good morning.
Good morning.
EB sends her emails, and she always conveniently forgets about why the unemployment rates went the way they went when Trump was in office. In 2020, before we shut down the nation, what were the unemployment rates? Below 5%.
Yep.
And then they spiked, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Why did they spike? They spiked because the government shut down businesses. And then, in certain states, they kept them shut down. Pennsylvania is one of them. 15 days to slow the spread, correct?
Right.
And I didn't go back to work until after June 1st. And I left March 17th. That's over 2 months. That's because the governor would not open the state back up for people to go back to work.
Right.
So the unemployment rate, of course, was high. But then as it slowed, people slowly worked out, the numbers went down.
True.
Exactly. So, you know, EB can spread her fake news all she wants. The reasons are clear as to why things happened the way they did. And the worst states for unemployment were Democrat-run states. Now, I don't believe, I know they didn't. South Dakota didn't shut down at all. And there was several other states that didn't shut down at all. They left the people decide what they wanted to do as far as their own health and safety.
Right.
The unemployment in those states didn't go through the roof. So EB can spread all the lies she wants. Now, as far as the deficit, I do believe that Trump couldn't do anything on his own. And who controlled the House of Representatives? We're all funding bills are originated according to the Constitution, EB. Oh, that's right. The Democrats were in control. So they now, I think Trump should have probably vetoed them until they gave him a clean bill. You know, to say, yes, we're going to help people that were thrown out of work. But no, they threw all the other garbage in and he signed it anyway. So yes, of course the deficit went through the roof because we spent money we didn't have, and it continues to this day. Because you think Biden is balancing the budget? His lies that he is, and he's reducing the deficit by $1 trillion, is all nothing but a big fat lie. Otherwise, the national debt wouldn't continue to increase every 90 days by $1 trillion, is the reports I've heard.
Well, that's a lot of money.
It is. So, you know, EB gets on there and she puts her little emails out there, but she spreads fake news. So fake news, EB, you have a great day. Now, yesterday was Juneteenth. I hope everybody celebrated. Everybody celebrated the day that the Republicans went to the slaves in Texas and told them they were free from their Democrat slave masters.
That's true.
But, you know, I've heard reports that, I don't know if you've ever watched Joyless Reid on MSNBC, Joe.
No, I do not.
Or you can't stomach her because, quite frankly, she's a pretty racist person. And she's trying to put out that same old sorry line that the party switched. You know about that story, Joe?
The party switched?
Yep, the party switched.
Well, I mean, the Democrats have been making that argument for years.
In the 60s, Republicans became the Democrats,
right.
You know, in their way of thinking. That's basically what it says.
Well, not exactly the 60s, because in the 60s, the Democrats were still opposing voter reform and the Civil Rights Act.
Right. Yeah, without the Republicans, the Civil Rights Bill would have never gotten passed, because it was Democrats that were filibustering it.
That's right. And that was
the Senate.
The longest filibuster in our nation's history.
Yeah, but the left continues to spread the lie that the party switched and the Republicans became the party of the Jim Crow, the KKK, and all that. That is the lie they spread.
Well, I think some conservatives embrace that ideology. Let's face it, there are some conservatives who are racist. And there are some... it's just a fact.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but there are Democrats that are racist.
I was about to add that.
Racist people will be racist.
That's true. They will be. you know, but the fact that somebody flies a flag outside their home that has an appeal to heaven, the pine tree flag, a Supreme Court justice's wife, automatically he's a racist. That's the way we tar people today.
Right, I understand that, and that's the way the left works, because you got to, what is it? You got to separate people into groups, and then you malign the groups. I think that's a fascist or a communist tactic.
Well, I know the people
that
say
that... And the Democrats seem to be pretty good at that.
The people that say Joe Biden's bringing the country together again are ignoring one hell of a lot of facts. And Donald Trump ain't doing his part either.
He's lowering illegal immigration at the border, Joe. Come on.
Yeah, right.
He said so himself.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump could do more to unite the country, too, instead of harping back on all of his past grievances. If he would talk about his vision for America and what he wants to see all Americans achieve and be, he would be much better off, in my opinion.
I've heard him do that. But, you know, Joe,
yeah, but not
the man that came
somebody.
Into office in 2017, and from day one, they tried to remove him from office.
True enough.
I think he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and quite frankly, I don't blame him.
That's true, but don't we expect our presidents to rise above petty considerations and personal feelings and do what's best for everybody in the country?
Oh, yeah, and he tried. He tried and he tried and he tried. And what happens? At every turn, the opposing party went after him, sued him, tried to impeach him, or they did impeach him, tried to get him removed from office. The coup started before he even took the oath of office. You know, back in 2016 in April, I don't know the exact date, there was articles written about Trump could be impeached before he goes into office or as soon as he gets into office. They were talking about that.
Yeah.
So that was their plan. And right now, if Trump wins, New York Times just had an article that these groups, these people that are working in the government, think they can just, you know, fight his will, what he wants to do, his policies, subvert them. They're planning this.
Okay, we'll have to give you the last word, Stan. We have a break to take and two callers waiting, so go ahead.
Well, enjoy the day. The weather's fine. A little warm out. But,
yeah, a little warm.
And remember, Juneteenth, the day Republicans went to Texas and told the slaves they could free their Democrat slave masters. Have a great day.
Thanks, Stan. Appreciate your call. Joe, Van, hang on. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of On the Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
It's time for Plaza House Furniture's summer sale with 20% off store-wide items in every department. We have hundreds of recliners, dinettes, and TV stands in stock and on sale, too. Save even more for a limited time with a cash discount. Plaza House features a huge department of Sealy and Kingstown bedding as well. Shop now and save during the summer sale at Plaza House Furniture in Sealands Grove and in Bloomsburg. Visit anytime at plazahouse.com.
Okay, welcome back on board. We thank our callers for hanging on the line. Van, you're up next. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about some of the stuff Joseph was saying. And the founding fathers, they believed in freedom of religion. And they didn't want to have a nationally recognized religion that was like the Church of England was in England.
Right.
And they were not promoting freedom of religion so people could worship the devil or any other religion besides Christianity. The government wanted to have not like a state church. And our government, if you check back years ago, the founding fathers, they gave money to the Catholic Church, a federal money. Were they promoting that religion? Well, this country was founded on Christianity. So it isn't like they didn't want a state-run religion, basically. But they were for Christianity. They weren't for this craziness that we see today, like people say, well, I have a right to worship the devil. That isn't part of what that was about.
But it's not prohibited.
No, it's like a lot of things in our Constitution have been twisted. You know, they were, and Joseph said about them being like the non-believers, like, oh, they were all Masons and this stuff. No, they were Christians that founded this country. That's why we have had the Ten Commandments, you know, and we still have them on the federal buildings. That's why you don't have stuff from the Quran from the Vedas and stuff on buildings, is because this country was founded on Christianity. And another thing I want to make abundantly clear, that Joseph is so wrong about keeping the Sabbath and about the dietary laws. Those have been done away with. We as New Testament believers are not commanded to keep the Sabbath. That was a sign between God and the Jews. And Joseph a while back made a claim that he was a Jew. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's a lie. He's not a Jew. I know his sister. She's not a Jew. They're from the west end of Union County. They're as Gentile as what I am and what you are. Not Jewish. He wants to claim he's Jewish. He wants to go on the radio and use Hebrew words and stuff to elevate himself. But he's not Jewish. And as far as Old Testament law, we're not under the dietary law. That's been done away with. That's why a lot of people say, well, you know, can you eat a lobster? Well, yeah, I can eat a lobster. The Jews have a dietary law that they were commanded to follow, and that's not for believers today. We can eat anything. We're instructed not to eat blood, but we can eat anything we want to.
Well,
so I just wanted to make that clear so Joseph understands that he's teaching heresy.
Well, I think Joseph will think you're doing that. So that's why I don't like to discuss religion on this program, because it's, I'm right, no, I'm right, no, you're wrong, no, you're wrong. You know, we all believe something different. And that's what the beauty of this country is. We have the right to do that. You have the right to try to convince me that you're right and I'm wrong, but if I choose not to listen to you, that's my right.
Yeah. Well, it's like, now, I'm an electrician, and there's a code book we have, and we go by the code book, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So things have to be installed according to the code or they're not correct. So if I have a book, and I do, it's the Bible, King James Version Bible. If I have a Bible and I can show you things out of there and explain to you, and it's clear that in the New Testament, the Bible says that no man is to judge us according to any holy day or the Sabbath, because the Sabbath was taken out of the way and nailed to the cross. So we're not under the law in the sense of the moral law we are. Thou shalt not kill, of course. But as far as dietary law and ceremonial law, we're not under that law.
Yeah.
So that's clear, and I think every person that has any common sense would easily believe that. And yeah, there's differences in beliefs about a lot of things, but the Bible is pretty clear. I think where it gets to be hazy is where people want to just believe something they're just taught and not look in the scriptures and find it themselves.
But which version of the Bible? There are several.
Well, here's another thing, too, if you understand about textual criticism and where the Bible actually came from, you have what's called the majority text, which comprised about 5,000 copies of the scripture, and then you have the Alexandrian, Sinaiticus, and the Vaticanus scriptures, which are three copies that don't agree with each other, where all the other versions that are translated into English came from those three texts,
that were put together by Westcott and Hort back in the 1800s. And then the majority text, which is called the Textus Receptus, or the received text, was translated into the King James Bible.
Okay. Well, I'll have to give you the final word, sir.
Just one, you give me just 30 seconds and I'm off?
30 seconds. You're at 6 minutes, or 7 minutes and counting.
The King James Bible had 54 translators that were assigned by King James. They had one man on that translating committee that spoke and wrote 21 languages. They were so scholarly that today, any Bible they come out with today will not even be close to the scholarship that they had back then. And they had men work in groups of seven and to translate the whole Bible. The men spoke the language. They spoke Hebrew. They spoke Aramaic. They spoke Greek. They wrote it. They understood it. Okay. That's why the King James Bible is considered, even among unbelievers, as to be a great book.
Okay.
Because of the language that's used in the King James.
Right. All right, listen, we got to move on, Van. Thank you. We're now done with the discussion of whose Bible is right, whose Bible is wrong, whose faith is right, whose faith is wrong. We were talking about putting up just one thing. The debate is putting up the Ten Commandments in a school classroom in the state of Louisiana. You know, granted, everybody who's in favor of religion wants them there. Everybody who's opposed to it wants them taken down. But the debate isn't whose Bible is right, whose Bible is wrong, whose Ten Commandments are right, whose Ten Commandments are wrong. It's, is this a violation of the separation of church and state? And should it be permitted or should it not be permitted? I think the comments that I have, and it's a very short thing, it's a minute and 52 seconds, and maybe this will close up the argument. So Joseph or Joe, I'll ask you to hang on. But it's from CNN this morning, Anderson Cooper. He has on James Carville, the Raging Cajun, and Scott Jennings, who is a former aide to President George W. Bush. And this is what they had to say about the issue. Well, maybe it isn't. Come on. Oh, here it is.
It's coming up. We don't need the Ten Commandments. We need the Hail Mary.
Let me start this over again. I'm sorry. I didn't have the audio turned up. And we'll get it started back from the beginning.
What do you make of this new law in your home state?
Well, I think given the storm season is coming up, we don't need the Ten Commandments. We need the Hail Mary. It would be, you know, much more appropriate for what we face with here in Louisiana. I don't know which one you're going to put up. There's 10 different versions of the Ten Commandments, and our schools are so underfunded that I'm not sure half the kids even know how to read them. But it's one of the dumbest waste of time I've ever seen in my life.
The schools in Louisiana traditionally have ranked very low in the rankings of schools in America. It's gone up, I think, pre-K through 12 has gone up a little bit in recent years, but
yeah, got,
not by much.
Governor Edwards, John Bell did a great job. I mean, he got us, you know, off the bottom, but Governor Landry is intent on putting us back on the bottom, it seems like. But I'm serious. When I look at this storm season and this summer coming ahead, it's going to be a fundamentally different country come mid-October of this year. It's going to really be bad.
Scott, I mean, is this a violation of the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, separation of church and state?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, maybe not. I mean, that's for courts to decide. I don't have a particular problem with this. If somebody wants to hang up a piece of paper in a schoolroom that says, you know, hey, kids, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie and respect your parents, you know, that doesn't bother me. I'm not out here crusading for it, and I certainly don't think public school teachers should be preachers, but, you know, these are the fundamental tenets of Western civilization. They kind of underpin, you know, our entire criminal justice system. And look, if they're part of a historical display, if they're hanging up there next to the Constitution, the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, I don't have a problem with it. I do think it's sort of amusing that there are people out here so enraged by this today who at the same time would love to use public schools and public libraries and other public facilities to distribute information that more matches their own agenda. So I think people are overreacting to this, and the courts are going to have to get involved and see what the interpretation of the laws are.
I think that's a fair assessment, don't you? Okay, Joe, Bill, I hate to ask you to hang on through the commercial break, but we've got to take one right now or we will be out of time. We'll be back to you guys in just a moment. One of the hotlines is open.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
At Mahindra, we know you've got work to get done this spring, which is why we're taking our spring sales event to a whole new level. Get 0% for 84 months and $500 cash back on the E-MAX 20S and 20S Cab. These tough tractors are in stock now, but with this limited time deal, they won't last long.
Save yourself some work this spring. Hurry to the Mahindra Spring Sales Event going on now at Hitley Ridge Sales and Service, Mount Pleasant Mills and Elysburg Road, Danville. This is a great time to be looking for a change in the workplace. Anthracite Industries Incorporated, a division of Asbury Carbons, a world leader in the carbon industry, is hiring. They have labor and operator positions open on first and second shifts, and they offer a great benefits package, company advancement, and employee development programs. Visit them at 610 Anthracite Road in Sunbury or call 570-286-2176 for applications and interviews. Equal opportunity employer.
Okay, we're back on board. On the mark, all the hotlines are jumping. We have some emails and texts we'll try to get to, but I want to thank Joe for hanging on patiently during all of that. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I do want to comment on Eric's call yesterday about the letter to the editor, which he asked people, I think, in basically to bring some facts about what he was going on about. So He wants to bring the facts about something that at the top of the newspaper on that page it says opinion.
Right.
So he wants to bring the facts about John Deppen, who I don't know, but I do barely know that he does that tribute to Civil War, I think it is.
General Winfield Scott Hancock.
So that part I do. But in the letter, there was one word, not that I wasn't sure what it was, but I wanted to know exactly what fealty meant. Adherence to something which one is bound by a pledge or duty.
The word is fealty. Fealty.
Yeah, I know I probably pronounced it wrong. I'm not good with some of that stuff. So the Deppen, the letter starts out with a street sign that Trump was right about everything, somebody in Northumberland. So Trump was right about everything, and he goes on to say about honor compels me to disagree with this statement. Okay, well, that's good, but so I don't know why. There's several months ago that John Kelly confirmed the fact that Trump uttered despicable remarks in France in 2018. So one question I have for is why now is he doing this? I don't know if he wrote a book, but usually when you write a book, you make the rounds and you get you have to let it be known that there's some pretty hot topics in there, right?
Who
get your book to sell.
Who wrote the book?
We went over that before.
Who are you talking about?
I'm not sure if that's whatever happened to get this years later that he made these comments, but how can the person confirm the fact that started the rumor? John Kelly, even I think you and one of your comments was that Trump denies ever saying that, right?
Right.
That was part of the conversation. So Eric believes that the person, I use the word rumor, in place here. So somebody starts a rumor like Kelly is saying, well, I overheard Donald Trump, but nobody else heard him, in the room, what you're saying. But years later, the person who started the rumor confirms the rumor. Well, I think if Eric would read his Bible, I don't think that's a very good idea in society itself. You usually have to have someone confirm such a thing. So he is so willing to that this letter's in there that he hitches his tea cart to a team of oxen on this, which really doesn't make any sense. But he goes on to mention about some of the facts that
and the idea. But the one part where he does write in about Felty, to those not blinded by Felty, to a charlatan, meaning Trump, it is obvious who is telling the truth in this matter. Well, the definition of Felty in itself is what John Kelly is. That's what he does, right? If you take an oath in the service, you're adhering to a pledge or an oath. You don't have the opportunity sometimes for an opinion. You have to do the commands that are commanded, right? And I find that that's hard for someone who's saying that people are following Trump like that, that this guy here does the same thing.
I think, though, that part of that is lawful orders. You have to follow lawful
right,
orders.
I understand that, but in general, yeah, I do know that you don't have to, if SEAL Team 6 is charged with murdering a political opponent, no, you don't have to do that. I understand that. But, and then the last, this Deppin writes on his last sentences, for this alone, I support Biden, that he righted the wrong by being there and doing all the honorable things this past time, right? That's what, for one reason, but he doesn't look at the withdrawal that Biden had from Afghanistan then. He has one reason to support Biden. And if that's how your mind works, that's how loyal you are to one reason, I don't look at that as a good thing myself.
Well, but that's what makes this country strong, that other people disagree with us and have other opinions. I've known
John... I don't mind an opinion, but he has one opinion. He admits it himself for this alone, just that he supports Biden because he righted a wrong, that Biden honored these people, and it's all good. It doesn't matter if he had 13 soldiers killed. He pulled out when his generals told him not to pull out, right?
Right.
He seemed Putin assembling his army on the Ukraine border, and he said, well, we're waiting to see what kind of incursion they have, and then we'll react. So that there went the green light. And anything else that he did, killing that family who thought was the bomber at Bagram, I think it was Air Force, where the soldiers were killed, and well over 200 Afghans that were there trying to get out, that means nothing to John Deppin. That means that that just because Joe Biden went to a ceremony and read some speech that some 30-year-old wrote, now that's all good. He has no ability to look beyond that one incident. He's and that's just like Eric. He doesn't look at anything else. That's what I said. He is of one mind, and it's not going to be changed. I'm not trying to change his mind, but anybody else can. But I will say on a quick subject that on that same page, George Will wrote a question for the debate. That is like 100% better than any of the letters to the editor. So I ask Eric to dig up the paper. Hope it's in recycling by then. But read Question for the Debate by George Will. That's okay. A more rounded... he takes a look at both candidates and what should be asked of candidates.
Okay. Hey, we'll give you the final word, final 30 seconds.
All right. That's pretty much it. But I did ask some of the Biden supporters to convince me to vote for Biden. And the two things where they have to start for me to get over the hump is how a person that believes in the word of God, meaning Joe Biden, can believe that abortion is what, in his own mind, what it is now.
Okay.
And then the second part is that showering with his adult,
right,
or not adult, but a young daughter, and 10 or 13, I'm not sure.
Right.
Get me over those two humps, and I can see all the other good stuff, maybe.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate your call. We have to take a break, but Bill, you've been hanging on patiently, so I'm going to take you before I take the break. Good morning, sir.
Well, Joe, Your Honor,
yeah,
I got
I'm here.
The answer.
What's that?
Here's how it's all going to play out, right? Oakville Brain is done, right? They he's taken a hit on the national polls, especially with the black and the minorities, and the Democrats need them votes to get over the top, right? And at some point, whether he goes through with this debate, and if he does poorly, I think the writing's on the wall. And the only person Kamala Harris will step aside for is, and here it is, I guarantee it, mark this day, write it down on a piece of the sticky there and hang it up next to your microphone. They're going to appoint Hillary Clinton, right? Here's their narrative, right? Trump stole the election, even though they cheated, but they didn't cheat enough. The American people showed up and put her out. They're going to say, well, we got to go back and get the election back that Trump stole from us, but they didn't cheat big enough like they did this last time with Biden. And there's no if, and Hillary and the Clintons, right? The Clintons, Bill Clinton and all that, he dominated the black vote. And 100%, write it down, put it on a sticky note. And the Russian disinformation, right? If you remember when Hillary was running and they were going Trump Russian, they were trying to get Putin to make a statement to the national media about Trump, right? They wanted him to voice an opinion, right?
Right.
And I'll find it. I'm going to go back and look. He came and said, listen, you keep coming at me and you want me to make a public statement. How about we start with the $450 million that were funneled through my banks for the Clinton Foundation? And all of a sudden you didn't hear a thing. It was all crickets. So we're going to go from this. Remember I told you to circle small. We're going to go from this, and we're going to keep the circle tight, and we're going to have Hillary run. You see where I'm coming at? And it makes 100% sense for the coup and whatnot, the White House counsel.
Well, I'm not certain that Hillary Clinton would take that on again. I mean, she's older now.
They have to put her in there, and she could hide. Listen, if they hide Biden the way they hide Biden, they could hide her too. She just come out here, there, whatever she has to do.
Well, but there would be redemption for one of two candidates that way, because they both have been defeated before for presidency. And that would mean that one of them would survive and one would fail again for a second time. So, I don't know.
Listen, the Democrats are in a corner. They have no choice. They have no choice. They're going to lose.
Well, I've heard Bill, I've heard other people say that Gavin Newsom's going to be the savior of the Democratic Party.
No, listen, Your Honor, right? Kamala Harris will not step aside from Newsom. From what I understand, they hate each other.
Oh,
I thought there was going to be a flip-flop, you know, hey, you take the governorship of California, and I'll be the vice president for Biden and all this and that, and try to... Because she didn't do nothing for her being so-called black, even though I believe she's Jamaican or whatever. She ain't doing nothing for DEI or anything. I think she's going around the country right now. She ain't putting a spark in nothing. She can't do nothing as far as the black vote, and that's why they put her in there, being a woman in black vote. That was the main reason. But her, and from what I understand, her and Gavin are bitter enemies, worse than Obama and Biden. And she will not have no parts of it. The only one she'll step aside for and allow them follow is Hillary Clinton. That's it. They're stuck with Kamala, the cackling hyena, and the only one that she'll work with is the Clintons and Hillary. I'm telling you, Joe, Your Honor,
okay.
They have no choice but to put her in there, I don't know how to say it.
Well, I did what you told me to do. I wrote down your prediction and I put it right beside my console here, and we'll see whether you're right. We'll give you the last word, sir. We have a break to take.
Hey, it's the corruption continues on the Democratic side. I just hope the Trump supporters and the people with godly values vote the right way. I mean, that's the only reason why I call. Because I believe in God, I believe in godly values, what this country was founded on, and that's it.
Hey, well,
and we have to show up.
We welcome your call, sir. Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate you as always, sir. All right, we have time for one more call after the break. I don't think we're going to get, we have two callers on the line, and one of them's been hanging on for quite a while. I'm going to take that call, and I think that'll probably run us out of time. But right now, we're going to take our final break, and we'll be back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Want to know why 9 out of 10 grandmas love their Giant? It's the deal. Aisles and aisles of bonus buys. On your left, a deal. On your right, another deal. They're all over the place. Giant's got new bonus buys every week, so you're always getting a great price. They're all around you, like pollen or your mother-in-law. Shop at Giant and grocery like a pro on
Haas avocados or mangoes, 47 cents each when you buy five.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. Dan, you have been hanging on for quite a while, so we'll give you the final word here this morning. You're on the mark. Good morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Good morning. Why, the Ten Commandments, yes. It's too bad we ever took them out of the school system. They never hurt anybody. They're over 4,000 years old, written by the very finger of the Almighty himself. So they're of great value. And it's part of what made America great was the Ten Commandments and the people that lived by them, followed them, and were found guilty by them and went to the Jesus Christ to get their sins washed away.
All right, but that's what we're that's what we're not talking about. You know, I said before, we're not getting into people's religion and what they believe and what they don't believe. The question is whether or not it's a good or a bad idea, whether it's a violation of separation of church and state, to put the Ten Commandments up. Whether they're of immense value or no value at all is not the debate. The question is, does it constitute a violation of the separation clause of the United States Constitution?
Not one iota.
Why not?
There's not one iota. There's no such thing, as you people like to say, separation between the church and the state. What the truth is, the state did not want to promote an organized religion,
right,
except Christianity in general.
Well, I'm not certain I understand that. That sounds like a distinction without a difference. I mean, the fact is that if you listen to one person, they say that the framers of the Constitution were not Christian. Some of them were, in fact, not Christian. So, you know, they make it sound like every one of them was a Christian Bible believer. Not so. There were agnostics there, and there were atheists on that group.
Well, all of them were Bible believers.
No, they weren't.
I'm not saying they were all Christians, but Van laid it out perfectly, exactly right, and I thank Van for his call. He straightened out the whole idea of the forefathers, the Bible, religion, and the Ten Commandments.
Okay,
there, Joe.
All right, Dan, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate your call, Dan, as always, and we are out of time. I'm not cutting him off. I'm just out of time. That's all we have time for today. We're going to be back Monday. We have some emails and texts we didn't get to. We'll try and cover them on Monday. This is WKOK Sunbury On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
You're out, you're about, but